you're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me this week is...
Mike the Birdman Dodd from ThisWeekInGeek.net.
So, yes, we reconvene as the dynamic duo in this podcast of geekdom to discuss what's the deal with mobile gaming.
So, this is a topic that I pitched to Steve a little while ago, and the main reason I want to talk about mobile gaming is you always see these ads during sporting events. Like, do you remember a couple years ago, it was the chick from, like, I don't know, Sports Illustrated riding around in armor, and there was like, come do Clash of Kings or Clash of Clans or whatever
are you talking about, Kate Upton?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's a rotating panel of
women now that do it.
Blonde models.
So there's that. There's, like, I remember the original mobile game was, like, Angry Birds, and then there was, like, Flappy Bird and all this crap, and then Pokemon Go hit it big.
Well, remember
and
Farmville
I realized,
before that?
Oh, God, I forgot.
That was, like,
about
the
Farmville.
Start of all this garbage.
See, I thought Farmville was, like, exclusively, like, a Facebook thing.
It was. There used to be even a Star Trek-ish space type of app thing that was on Facebook.
I remember this vaguely.
And I used to play it, like, ad nauseum on this. And you could log in through your Facebook, or you could download the thing separately or log in separately. And it was highly addictive because you get to build kind of your own star system, your own empire, you know, build up everything. And then in theory, you could go on vacation and put it that, you know, you were away, so you could lock it down so you couldn't be attacked while you were gone. And what happened is I went away, I did that, and I went away for about a week, and I came back, and I was completely decimated, and I was like, okay, I'm done. And I never played it again.
I remember Candy Crush when that was a thing, although I can honestly say, proudly say, I've never played one game of Candy Crush.
Nope.
Do you remember when they turned Candy Crush into an actual game show?
Vaguely.
Like, with Vaguely. People and stuff. But yeah, so anyway, so the main reason I want to talk about this. So I've been playing two mobile games, and I don't even know why I'm doing this. I'm playing Jurassic World Alive, which is basically a reskinned Pokemon Go, but with dinosaurs and Pokemon Go. And which is funny because since I've become handicapped, I don't get outside very much. I'm still waiting on my power wheelchair so I can go zipping around the neighborhood like the tattered menace I'm going to be when I get it. So, that being said, normally it's you go around, you collect a monster, whatever, right? Monster, dinosaur, whatever. And then I started looking around the App Store, and there's this thing called Power Rangers Legacy Wars. I'm thinking, well, golly gee, swell, I like Power Rangers. I will like this. And I played it for about 10 minutes, realized this is way too much effort. And then I tried another Ninja Turtle game where basically you can collect heroes from the TMNT universe and battle against the Krang and all these other bad guys and whatever. And I played that for about half an hour. I'm thinking, all right, well, that's enough of that. And I know mobile gaming is this huge platform, and it's supposed to be this huge thing, and I never got it.
Well, the funny
thing, I feel like I'm missing out on something, because mobile gaming, like I said, it's this huge platform, and people make millions, billions of dollars on microtransactions for things like Candy Crush, things like Farmville.
The funny thing,
stuff like that, like these life simulators. I know one of my neighbors, Lacey, one of our friends actually plays Simpsons Tapped Out a lot. I don't think she spends any money. I think she's found a way to game the system. Hell, there was an episode of South Park where they go to Canada and they talk about freemium games, and there's a cycle of happiness, and basically it boils down to you get a little bit of happiness, you ring the bell, you get just enough incentive to keep playing, you get rewarded for keep playing, you get rewarded for spending a little bit of money, the cycle continues, repeats itself ad nauseum. And I don't know, I just, mobile gaming never caught me. And I don't think it's because of microtransactions. I just don't know if there's any good mobile games out there. And I'm waiting for the one game to come along and blow me away. Now, I'm playing on an iPhone 7 Plus, which is two generations behind, but I have 256 gigs of storage. So it ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
In terms
of whether I'm going to run out of space for stuff.
I think
now I used to play WWE Supercard, and that was fun for a while until I started getting my ass kicked by people that were paying to win. And I don't think I've got a problem with microtransactions because honestly, sometimes I like to pay for an advantage, not over other players, but to maybe get an advantage in the game. Like, I don't want to spend 2 hours grinding for a level here. Just let me pay $2-3, give me some levels, give me some items, whatever. A good example of this is the Assassin's Creed games. Pay a few bucks. Here's all the cool upgrades you wouldn't get unless you searched around for like 3 or 4 hours. And here's some wood and some stone to build some stuff. You do that in Black Flag and like Rogue or whatever.
I
don't know, Steve. I don't know whether this is that my... You darn kids, get off my lawn. Do I just not get it? Am I too old?
I have multiple theories on this.
Or is mobile gaming just not for me? You asked me to sit down and play a Game Boy game. Hell, I'll even play those Tiger Electronics games. And those are friggin' terrible. But you asked me to play Simpsons Tapped Out? I'll give it 10 minutes. And then I don't care.
I have a couple of theories on this. This whole thing on the mobile gaming. And I think it all started back in the day when WoW became like the free-to-play format. And a lot of the systems online started doing that, and then they started, you know, running on microtransactions. And they figured out that this was a nice, feasible way of making money without having to charge you for the game. Because the games are addictive, and how else to get you to keep paying money for the same game than to give you things in the game to either progress you or to advance your level or to give you the advantage in multiple ways. Now, the funny thing about this is I think that it's partially the fact that we're not the target demographic anymore because, you know, we're old. We kind of stick by the old hat way of doing things. Two, this generation doesn't have a Game Boy. They don't have handheld gaming. It's all on the phone. And so, therefore, the App Store is their main go-to to play games. And I think that the reason why we're not a part of that target demographic is because we didn't grow up with garbage games. We grew up with fully developed games that were actual games, not something that was purposely set aside to create microtransactions. Now, when you look at... you know, like anything that was on the Game Boy systems or any of the levels of, you know, Game Boy Color, Advance, whatever. We had, you know, and even the Tiger Electronic games had more purpose to them than what we're getting in some of these games now. There's a Star Trek game. I think it's Timelines or something. And then there's the Power Rangers Legacy. There's a Ninja Turtle game. There's a superhero, like DC Universe type thing.
Marvel Strike Force or something, yeah, I think it's called.
And there's a bunch of these games like that where you get to play with multiple generations of the characters and the ships and whatever their gear is. And they're honestly, there's a Transformers one that's like Transformers...
Devastation Earth or something.
Well,
I think
it's Legacy Wars or something on the phone. Devastation was a Xbox 360 game, which was awesome.
Combiner Wars, I think it was called.
That's an animated series. But there's Transformers Earth Wars.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Which that one, you build bases and you do that kind of stuff, and that's microtransaction heavy, and you get characters. But it's not even the same. There's more. I mean, there's a storyline and it's a lot of grinding and whatnot. I played it for about a year and then I was like, I'm done with this, and I fell into the microtransaction trap with it as well. And then I finally got out because the game just sucked. But they came out with this new one, this like Legacy Wars type thing. And it was too much work. A lot of these games were way too much work for the return. And I just was like, you know, why am I playing these games, killing my battery, doing all this on the phone when I can play a perfectly good game on my desktop? Or, you know, and they're fully developed compared to the stuff that's on the App Store. I don't see the purpose in playing it. A lot of it's just grinding. It's not a lot of it's story. And for me, when I play a game, when the story runs out, the game's done for me. Like, unless it's like a multiplayer, like first person, you know, where you're playing in teams of stuff online, whether it's like Battlefield or something else. But so like, for instance, Star Trek Online, like I can play the crap out of that because there's this intensive storyline that goes between the entire Star Trek universe. And yes, there's microtransactions, but there's also like a multitude of other ways of doing things without having to spend a dime. It just may take you forever. But it's, I think that we're very much out of that target demographic for the app stores for these mobile gaming options.
I almost wonder if kids today are spoiled for choice to kind of counter your thing. Like, they all they have is phones. They have the dying system, which is the 3DS, Nintendo's last handheld, arguably, because the 3DS has been its life cycle has been around since 2011. That's a long life cycle for any console.
It's not really that long. I mean, Nintendo usually holds on to their, like, even the Game Boy lasted for a while before they, I mean, they had the Pocket, then they had the Color, and then it took them a while. I mean, even then, it was the same system, basically, just a different color, you know, different design to the screen. And it really didn't change until they came out with the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, like there's typically a hardware revision every 2 to 3 years. The 3DS has gone through there was the 3DS, then there was the 2DS, the 2DS XL.
3DS XL.
3DS XL. And
that was it.
Now there's the Nintendo Switch, which can be used as a portable gaming system or as a core gaming system. And I see more people use it portable, undocked, than I do anything else. I myself can't really play with it undocked just because the screen is so small for me to play a game like, say, Zelda Breath of the Wild. I can't see what the hell's going on.
Well, that I equate to age because I have to wear glasses now. I can't physically see. I mean, I can see part of my screen like for just basic use, but for the most part, I have to wear glasses when I'm looking at a screen anymore or any kind of wording or really anything that requires me to focus on information.
My aiming in Far Cry is terrible because I have to use my like glasses. Now, before, my eyesight was okay when I was popping off shots in Advanced Warfare. I could pick you off with iron sights right across from the map. If I saw a pixel of you, I could nail you. I'm not that great of a sniper, but if you hold still, I can hard scope you. But still, like, I don't know. There's something about this generation of games that just doesn't wow me. And I know because mobile games can be complete shovelware. Now, occasionally you get a really good mobile game that's done by a developer who cares about the product, who cares about what they're doing, but you're putting it into such an oversaturated marketplace. Nine times out of 10, you get garbage. And it's hard to find the good from the bad. And I don't know why I keep coming back to these collectible monster games. Like I said, it's Pokemon or dinosaurs, pick one. And I've been playing Jurassic World Alive since it got released on the App Store like about a month ago. And occasionally I could have my little teeny dinosaurs battle people, stuff like that. And I don't know, it's just fulfilling enough, but I caught that part of myself while I was playing it today to actually say to myself, Mike, what the hell are you doing? You could be playing Far Cry. You could be playing Yakuza 6, Song of Life. You could be reviewing God of War on the PlayStation 4. What are you doing? You're playing with velociraptors the size of a marble. I don't get it, Steve. I really don't. Like, I really feel like a piece of my gaming consciousness has just died. Died and has flatlined and is on the table, barely clutching to life. And I don't understand it, man. Maybe you, the Alter Geek listeners, can tell me. Is there some mobile game that's worth 20 minutes of my time? Dare I say a half hour? What is worth 15% of my battery life? Because there has to be something. Like, there literally has to be.
I honestly, I don't even care to play any of these things anymore.
Like, I don't get... Sorry to cut you off, but I just remembered something. My wife, Blair, she'll play on her phone for hours, and she'll play mobile games, like, all the time, and she only plays the freeware. I remember she played the freeware version of Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune for months. I don't know how she kept coming back, because I'm pretty sure it was the same fucking, whoops, like 10 puzzles or something. I don't know how the hell she did it. Because those games are determined to screw you to get you to pay money. I don't get it. Or what was the other thing she used to play? It was Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, Price is Right. The stupid one, Survey Says. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's going to drive me crazy. Family Feud, that's it. Because... my God, I got sick of that alarm. Steve Harvey's voice haunts me.
Oh, that's all right. They use it on SNL a lot.
Oh, it was terrible. Speaking of that, tell me you saw Black Jeopardy with Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Oh, my God. Oh, hell nah. You get that potato salad out of here. Anyway, I thought that was hilarious. Racist. But hilarious. Anyway, moving on. But yeah, there's just something about gaming now that seems so manufactured, not authentic. And
there's a cookie cutter formula to the most mobile games anymore. And I think that's why we're seeing a lot of the same crap over and over and over, just skinned with a different TV show.
I mean, I think even right now, I mean, one of the most popular games in the world, PUBG, I think they're threatening to sue some Chinese developers by saying they're stealing the idea of the battle royale survival thing. There's one called Knives Out, which is another battle royale survival game. Hell, even Fortnite has a mobile version now. And those games have been taken over by hackers. Actually, hell, I saw this happen. So many people were playing, it was either Fortnite or PUBG, I can't remember which, on mobile phones. It was causing school Wi-Fi networks to crash. That's nuts. Because those games ain't that good. But you can, the fact that you can run Fortnite on a phone is incredible. Now, Fortnite is fun, and it's freemium. You can play that on console or PC. And the only thing that matters is cosmetic items. If you want to hit someone with a shark on a stick, you can do that. I don't know why you would, but you can do that. If you're willing to pay $34 for that, you can go right the hell ahead. But yeah, I mean, I guess the advantage of doing mobile games is anybody can do it. I remember when Xbox Live Arcade used to be filled with just these useless arcade games. I even bought a few of them. I remember one game that was particularly popular because it was particularly bad. It was called I Made a Game with Zombies. And all you were was a stick figure that shot bullets at green-colored stick figures and exploded in the blood. And it was so bad. It was, but some kid was obviously super proud of this, and he told you what you got. He made a game with zombies. Party on, kid. I wonder where that kid is today. Hell, he's probably the dude who developed Minecraft. And that's another thing. If I'm going to continue ranting on this episode, what's the deal with Minecraft? Explain that to me.
It's Legos in the computer. I don't get it.
Oh, my God. Because, okay. Now, there's something I'm going to be interviewing on Twig, hopefully, in the next couple of days. There's this thing called the Electronic Super League, and they're setting up seasons of, like, 100 kids in, like, 80 or so theaters across the United States, where it's competitive Minecraft. And I got like teams over in like the UK building maps for this. And I'm just wondering, how do you build competitive Minecraft out of Lego? I mean, how do you turn Lego into Battle Royale?
See, Battle Royale to me is like back in the days of Doom and Duke Nukem 3D, when you could modify and create your own WAD file that you could add onto the game that would create your own levels, and you could modify them with different skins, which people did and made the games awesome. My brother built a Enterprise D in Duke Nukem 3D.
Nice.
And it had working transporters. Some of them didn't take you to where you wanted to go, like a bottomless pit that would literally drop you for like 20 minutes before you hit the bottom. It was such a dick move. And if you didn't hit this rocket launcher like the first 30 seconds down the hole, you just fell continuously until you were gone. But no, I mean, I don't see how you can do that with Minecraft, like a first person shooter. Yeah, I can see that. But, you know, I just don't. The stuff that is, I think it's just because like I'm old. I find this stuff to be just very stupid. I really don't understand a lot of what goes into like e-gaming on some of the stuff, like the first person shooters. Like, I get it. Like, there's a way to tell who the winner is. If you're building Lego bricks on Minecraft, like, I don't get it.
Yeah. It's just, maybe that's just it, Steve. Maybe we just don't get it. That's just not our jam. I mean, I'm not creative enough to build anything in Minecraft. First off, I don't have the patience. I don't have the creativity. Hell, when I played Lego Dimensions, I had to watch YouTube videos to build some of those things. And those things are ludicrously simple. I admit it. I'm full out, flat out stupid when it comes to building stuff. Although, to my credit, I did build both Ghostbuster Ecto-1 cars with no help. And then they got broken in the move. And now I'm having a friend fix it because I'm not going through that again. That was stressful enough the first time around.
Nice.
But still, there are things I do not understand, and I will not understand, I'm kind of guessing.
So I think in closing in this episode,
yeah,
I think it would be fun to get the listeners' thoughts on this, of, you know, what do they think about mobile gaming? What is something that's, if you're into it, like, great, you know, what is it that draws you to it? It would be kind of interesting to know. And and also like the age range, just because I mean, I'm going to be 32. It, not like it matters, but I don't get into that stuff anymore. Like, I literally will play on the computer and that's about it. I just don't have the patience for it. Plus, my hands are so damaged from using the computer and using consoles and using like Game Boys and my phone, just from having to mash the buttons and everything else, that I literally have pain in my wrists and my hands, so I can't play those anymore. It would be interesting to find out. So you can email feedback@alteredgeek.com and let us know what you guys think, or comment on the various social channels or the websites.
Absolutely. I mean, let us know, what are some good freemium games? What are your thoughts on microtransactions even? Just, we definitely want to hear from you, because I think there's a lot of good feedback that could be had on this topic, because you can get very impassioned, as you saw me rant in this episode. I didn't expect to get that
heated.
Spirited. Yeah, heated and spirited, because I was like, wow, I got a lot to say about this in a really short amount of time. So there you go, Alter Geek listeners. Birdman powered up. I've probably had too many cups of coffee today.
I thought you were just powering up like Dragon Ball Z.
I'm getting there, man. KO Ken times 10. Woo!
So, you can get a hold of me on Twitter @SCP21 and yourself, sir.
You can find me without controversy @BirdmanDodd.
So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.